let's get real here. The understanding is tech's great, but more importantly, it's what we bring to the table as far as rolling up the sleeves and ensuring the event's extremely successful.
Hello, and welcome to Fobies Insider Podcast. I am your host, Reggie, and today I have here with me Chairman and CEO of Fobi, Rob Anson. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing great, Reggie. Beautiful morning here in Vancouver, and it's been a busy week, and happy to join and sit in today.
Thank you for sitting in with us. I have a little bit of a discussion here that I wanted to have with you about your charity work and the community impact that Fobi's technology has been having. I know that this is a cause close to your heart. Why is this so important to you? This type of work is important to you.
I think, first off, doing the right thing is always the right thing. For me, I'm very appreciative of what I have. I've always helped out all throughout our years in appreciation, whether it's with the organizations that my kids played in with sports, or whether it's with food banks or whatever it may be. It wasn't because I had everything, because I know what it's like to have nothing. And as I said, there's a lot, we think how rough and how bad things are some days, but you know, life's pretty good at the end of the day when you're got your health and you've got, a roof over your head and food on the table. That, isn't the case for a lot of people. And, even seeing it, where we live in our communities today, it's extremely challenging. It's something to me that, as I said, I didn't have a lot early days of my life and whatnot, but it was something that was always important, instilled in me appreciation for what I did have, and I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to give people an opportunity and a chance to aspire and grow into greatness in some cases. And it's families break up and makes it very hard. So it's, I was introduced to kids sport, which is one I've been participating in for many years. And that's what it's about. It's enabling kids to step on the field or the court or whatever it may be and play. It's to level the playing field. Social economics, finances don't matter once you're out on the court or competing. And that's the cool thing about sport to me. And it's something I'm very proud to be part of. I've met a lot of great people, of course, through those days. And I'm sure you've heard the story before. It's actually how I met Gavin, our COO. And
I was going to say that. I know that you and Gavin actually met at one of these charities that you both participate in. So that's super cool.
Yeah, no, like I said, good people tend to find themselves. And social and collaborations and these things plays a big part in that. And I love it. It's always full of good energy, and it's what I'm about.
And is there something about sports that you find super helpful to create that community impact and to help give back?
Well, I think sports are very important. It's one thing, quite honestly, that I look for on my team. Not really care so much about where you went to school, where you worked for, but I want to dig deeper into how focused and how driven and successful can you become as part of a team. Team sports, learning structure, learning responsibility, accountability, all these things to me start at an early stage in childhood development. And why kids sport was such a big part of my time and focus.
Yeah, so it was close to your heart because of those attributes and characteristics that one develops in sports. I know, in our team, sometimes we talk about those kinds of things. And so I see the connection and why this would be so important to you. Let's talk a little bit about the tech and how, you're taking Fobi's tech and bringing it to these charities and to these organizations to help them out. How did you make that connection and what's the value that you see there?
Well, I always approach things, especially when you walk into a new organization that's been around for many years, like Kidsport was, it was kind of, where are you at and where can I help? That was kind of it. And, a lot of it was with my network and friends, athletes and entertainers and stuff to help out with the event and participate, or whether it was with sponsorship, writing a check or donations and silent auction stuff and these sorts of things. You know, I was always just looking for how can I help support, like, quite honestly. And I started to see the experience and the manual intervention of ticketing and trying to herd the cats and the messaging, as they say, very challenging. So I said, hey, this is a great application for our wallet technology. Obviously, events was something that we're focused on, and it's something that's really growing legs now. And communication is always, you know, important for everyone, highlighting sponsors, the awareness of the event and the cause and where proceeds are going. Played a big part, the event ticketing and you know, dinner vouchers, prize donation things, and 50-50 raffle draws, and all these things that we tie into the wallets in the events experience now. Really simplified things for the operators. The automation element played a big part there. So it's something that we're actively involved in. Is you're getting your feet wet here, and it's a big growth part of, I believe in and what we do. And it's not just always well. You know, there's a cost to the service on a bigger scale. Some events, of course, I'm more than happy to first year put it in, and they see the value of it, of course. And value to me doesn't just come from tech. You know, let's get real here. The understanding is tech's great, but more importantly, it's what we bring to the table as far as rolling up the sleeves and ensuring the event's extremely successful.
Yeah, so it's combining both, you know, doing a good thing with also bringing that value to these organizations that need it, and that will have a great impact. And I like that we're doing, like, this is what we're good at. Let us help you out with this.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of serves both ends. So let's talk a little bit about Greater Vancouver's charity golf event, because I know we've been involved in that. Talk a little bit about how our tech has supported that specific event.
Yeah, well, we got introduced to this to obviously we partner with Adam Hadwin for his fan pass. Adam's dad, Jerry, a big name in the golf community here in British Columbia. This event came to us last year, I think was our inaugural participation for that, with the event ticketing and management and all the things that Phoebe was bringing to the table there. And it was a great event. It's held at Morgan Creek, beautiful golf course in White Rock, BC, and met lots of great people. And it's funny how I said earlier, good people are attracted to these sorts of things. And I met, it's where the first time I met Marco Iannuzzi, who's an ex-football player and more importantly, a great guy and someone who I really connected with. And that led me into the next event. And I was out on my boat in the afternoon, I think it was on the Friday, literally a week before the big wheel event. And he's like, hey, Rob, I'm coming to Nanaimo to play in Aaron and Sarah's charity golf event. Big wheel, are you going to be there? I had no idea what he was talking about. And he made the introduction to Sarah. I spent an hour, I think, on the phone with her. Met Aaron the next day, and we moved mountains. And I think it was 5 days ahead of the event. So it was the coolest event I've been part of. But this is what I mean about how things parlay and doors open and new friendships come together and, you know, transpire through positive events. And I'm always about energy and outcomes.
Yeah, and it's cool that, you know, it's kind of like a ripple effect. You know, you make this connection and you're involved here, and then that leads to something else. And then, as always, bringing what we do well to these charities so that they can continue to do the work and have the impact that they have. Now, I wanted to ask you, how does, you know, this giving back and this gratitude energy that you've been talking about, how does that play into how you lead our team here at Phoebe?
Well, I think gratitude is the biggest thing. I mean, I'm very expressive and very appreciative of those that, you know, I surround myself with and are part of the network and team here at Phoebe. I always try to speak very highly and a tone of appreciation for all those that are here today. And, you know, those of the past, there's been a lot of great people, of course, come and go over the years. And That's great. Like I said, it's the positive impression and impact that I can help with the younger staff, of course, that time and mentorship in these things. And, you know, family is, you guys are an extension, really. I spend more time, you know, with you guys during the day than hours total of the day, of course.
Yeah, very so true.
It's important to me, you know, surround yourself with good people, and good outcomes usually happen. And I've always said good things happen when you're having fun. And this is a big part of it, right? That positive environment, momentum, and positive outcomes.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit about, you know, for these organizations that you get involved with, what are some of the things that you're looking for in an organization and to be a part of?
Yeah, I think it's something that, like I said, for me, it's always about filling a hole and gap, much like the approach we take in our business models here and positioning. Same thing in you know, the community. Where is their problem? How can I help? Or at least in some form or shape or way. And I don't think there really is a standard. It's more where there's a need, if that makes sense. And where I can help make impact is something I'll always try to do.
Yeah. And so what I'm seeing here is that it's really about, you know, you don't have to go super out of your way to create that impact, but rather to look within your own circle, to look at what you do well and apply those things.
There's a, you know, people really want to see what's going on in their community. You know, go spend some time at, you know, the food banks or, you know, the shelters or these things. It's not just the homeless and drug addicts that are there. Things are extremely expensive in our country at present time, with housing and food and staples and these things. And it makes a huge difference. You know, it's funny because, well, it's not funny, but, you know, there's a lot of time in grocery. You know, yes, I do most of the shopping in my household.
The fishing and the shopping.
Yeah, I see it. I always watch people, not in a weird way, but I'm always very observant of environment, I guess you could say. And I see that a lot. So, I mean, there's lots of times where I try to help people and take care of their purchase in the grocery store, or whether it's the drive through and paying it forward and people behind them and stuff like that. And the elderly, you know, it's an important one. And I think it's something that my kids have taken to. And, you know, I always see the courtesy of which they show to everyone with simply opening and holding a door. You know, some of these things that kind of matters and gratitude kind of fallen off, unfortunately. But, you know, I try to instill that in my kids, that a big smile and a hello goes a long way since someone's day.
Yeah, exactly. And I see that, you know, with everything that you're doing, it's just about giving back. And it's about setting that example as well for your kids and for our team here at FOB, of living with gratitude and living with this pay it forward kind of mindset. So is there anything else that you wanted to share with us about your passion for these charities before we wrap up?
No, I think, like you said, you know, help out, you know, everyone could use...
Be kind.
Be kind. Yeah. You know, be good humans, as Marco always says to me, that it's what it's about. You know, life is very, very short. You know, I think it's, I look at it each day as, what do you want to be known for? It's the small things to make a big, big difference. And all people can, you know, hope's a very powerful thing. And sometimes people just need a little break or a little pick me up and an opportunity, chance, really. And that's how I'm here. And, you know, I hope that I can continue to make a positive impact where I can and give someone a chance.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for sharing with us today this passion that you have for that community impact and sharing with us about gratitude and being kind. I think those are things that we don't talk about as often, but that are certainly important in creating our communities. Rob, thank you so much for being here. That is the end of our podcast, and I hope that you learned a little bit more about us here at FOB, and have a fantastic day. Thank you, Rob, for being here.
Thank you, and have a great weekend, everyone.